Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Apache-style breakbeat distortion sound in Ableton Live 12 with a very drum and bass mindset. This is intermediate level, so we're not just slapping distortion on a loop and calling it a day. We're going to shape the break so it still swings, still punches, and still leaves room for the bass to do its job. The big idea here is simple. A clean break can feel a little too polite once the bass line comes in, but a distorted breakbeat, when it's controlled properly, can bring urgency, attitude, and that lived-in, played energy that makes DNB feel dangerous. Think classic jungle energy, darker rollers, neuro-influence tension, or a hard switch-up before the drop. That's the lane. First, choose a break with character. An amen, Apache, think, or a modern chopped break all work well. You want something with groove baked in already. Don't over-edit the personality out of it. Set your project to 174 BPM, warp the break if you need to, and keep it as natural as possible. If it feels too rigid, use a little groove from Ableton's Groove Cool. And before you distort anything, leave headroom. A good starting point is to keep the break peaking around -12 to -8 dB. That gives your processors room to breathe. Now here's an important teacher note. Think in layers, not one magic plugin. The strongest Apache-style sounds usually come from a preserved transient layer, a dirt layer, and a glue stage. So instead of crushing the whole break, we're going to split the job up. Start with a Q8 before any distortion. This is where you decide what gets driven. High pass the useless rumble down around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, take a little out around 180 to 350 Hz. And if the hats are already sharp, gently pull back the 7 to 10 kHz area by a dB or two. This is not about making it perfect. It's about making the distortion react in the right places. Next, add drum bus if you want a little extra attitude before the saturation stage. Keep it subtle. A bit of drive, a bit of crunch, and maybe a touch of transience if the break feels too soft. You do not want to flatten it here. You're conditioning it. You're telling the break, get ready, we're about to push you. Now for the actual Apache crunch. Duplicate the break track, or build an audio effect rack with a clean chain and a dirty chain. Keep one chain mostly intact, and let the other one carry the grit. On the dirty chain, saturator is a great choice. Push the drive enough to hear it clearly, and switch soft clip on. If you prefer pedal, keep the tone focused in the mid-range, not overly bright. That mid-range crunch is the secret. We want the snare crack and break texture to get angry, but we still need the kick and cymbals to remain usable. Blend the two chains carefully. A good starting balance is something like 60 to 80% clean, 20 to 40% dirty. That gives you aggression without destroying the identity of the break. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They think distortion means more loudness. It doesn't. It means more character, more harmonics, more bite. If it gets louder but less clear, you've probably gone too far. After distortion, control the envelope. Distortion tends to smear transients and make a break feel too long or too noisy. Blue compressor on the break bus is a great move here. Use a medium attack, so the transient can get through, a release that breathes with the groove, and only aim for a couple dB of gain reduction. The goal is not to crush the break flat. The goal is to make the distortion behave musically. If you want extra snap, use compressor instead of glue compressor. A slightly slower attack lets the hit punch before the compression clamps down. That's especially useful in jungle or darker roller settings where you want the groove moving, but the snare still needs to hit with controlled violence. Now let's add movement. This is a huge part of the Apache Masterclass feel. Static distortion gets old fast. What keeps it alive is tonal motion. Put auto filter after the distortion chain or on the parallel bus. Use a high pass for tension, or a band pass if you want that telephone style grind. Then automate the cutoff. For example, you might start with the break filtered high in the intro, then gradually open it up before the drop. You can even narrow it for one bar before reopening it, just to create a little tension spike. That kind of movement matters a lot in DNB because the energy of the arrangement is often more important than constant loudness. A filtered, distorted break can tell the listener something's coming without needing a huge riser. Now let's talk about integration with the rest of the drums and the bass. If you've got a separate kick and snare, the break should usually act as a rhythmic top layer or ghost groove enhancer, not a fight for dominance. Route the break to a drum group or drum bus, and keep the bass on its own group. If the break and bass are fighting, use EQ to carve space and keep the deepest sub-energy reserved for the bass line. In darker DNB, clarity in the low end is everything. If the bass is a Reese or a Neuro-style distorted bass, sidechain it lightly to the drums. You don't need a huge pump, just enough movement to make room for the kick and snare. Then, in your arrangement, let the break and bass take turns being the main event. For example, one 4-bar section can feature the Apache break strongly, then the bass can come forward while the break gets pulled back, then the break returns again. That call and response keeps the track feeling engineered instead of looped. Here's another key move: resample the processed break. This is where the lesson becomes more composition focused and less about endless tweaking. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, and record a few bars of your processed loop. Then chop it up, reverse a hit, slice a snare tail, make a custom fill. Once you commit to the processed audio, you often get better results than continuing to tweak the original loop forever. And in DNB, those resampled fragments can become signature moments that no one else has. When you arrange the break, avoid leaving it unchanged for too long. DNB thrives on varination. You might start with a stripped intro, then bring in the full break with lighter distortion, then hit the full crunch in the drop, then use half-bar edits or fills to create a switch-up. Even something as simple as removing the kick for one bar before the drop can make the break hit harder when it returns. Also, pay attention to the snare. That's the real truth teller in breakbeat processing. If the snare starts sounding papery, smeared, or like white noise, back off the drive or adjust the compression. Don't just listen to the whole loop as one blob. Listen to the snare hit. In break-led DNB, that's where the personality lives. And don't forget mono compatibility. Distortion can create harshness and width problems, especially in the high end and low mids. Use utility to check mono every so often. If the hats get too spitty, nut a little around 7 to 9 kHz. If the low end blooms too much, high pass the break a little more. The aim is clarity under pressure. Aggression is useless if the mix collapses when the sub enters. A strong practice exercise here is to build an 8-bar loop. Split the break into a clean chain and a dirty chain. Put saturator on the dirty chain with some drive and soft clip on. Use EQ before it to clean up the low end and low mids. Add glue compressor on the bus and aim for just a bit of reduction. Then automate auto filter across the 8 bars so the first half feels closed and tense, and the second half opens up and gets more aggressive. Add a simple sub note underneath and check if the break still cuts through. Then resample a couple of bars and turn one hit into a fill. That exercise teaches the main lesson fast. The break should feel tougher and more arranged, not just louder. So let's wrap it up. Apache style breakbeat distortion in Ableton Live 12 is about controlled aggression. Choose a strong break. Clean it before you distort it. Use parallel processing so you keep the transient while adding grit. Shape the attack with compression and drum bus. Automate filter and drive for movement. Resample to create custom phrases. And keep the low end discipline so the drums and bass work together instead of competing. If you treat the break like a compositional element instead of just a loop, it becomes a real identity feature in your track. And that's the difference between a decent DNB beat and a break that carries the whole record. Now, let's build that groove.